Good evening. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. This is not always the most wonderful time of the year because of various things. And tonight we honor that reality on one of the longest nights of the year. We recognize sadness, we recognize grief, we recognize anger, anxiety, depression, and all sorts of other feelings that present themselves around this time. So we hope that this is a time that you can be sad if you need to be sad, and to find hope in the coming of Christ, in spite of all of the different things that many of us are going through. So just a logistical announcement: as you see on the screen there, we're not going to be collecting a regular offering due to the sort of sensitive, contemplative nature of the service. So if you'd like to contribute to our ministries, you may do so by placing an offering in the box in the back near the soundboard. So with that, let's take a deep breath together. Breathe in the love that God has for you. Breathe out the fears and the anxieties, just for a moment. And know that they are welcome in this place. Let's join together in the call to worship.
You may remain seated for this responsive reading. They say this season is peaceful and cheerful, but our spirits toss and turn, and our hearts are not glad. They say a place was made in a manger for a wondrous child. We reach for the phone to call a familiar voice that will not answer. Institutions prize profit over people. The last of a species, even now, breathes its final breath. Our grief is love with nowhere to land. We go door to door, but there's no place for it to stay. Join me in the unison opening prayer. Holy and comforting One, we come before you feeling vulnerable and spent. Our souls weep and we wonder how we will get through a time when bells ring and gifts are exchanged and the word Mary surrounds us. We long for the time before this sorrow came to dwell. Help us to trust in your love. In this season of anticipation, help us to expect that as of grief are the moments when you offer us a little peace, and that it is right and good to feel all of it. Be with us, come to us, live in us, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
verse 1 only of O Little Town of Bethlehem.
First scripture reading is from Isaiah 40, chapter 1, verses 25 through 31. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. God does not faint or grow weary. God's understanding is unsearchable. God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And now Psalm 121 we will read responsively. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? God will not let your foot be moved, and God who watches over you will not fall asleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is God who shall keep you safe. Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore.
Thank you, Rick. My friends, Psalm 36, verse 9 says, "Within you is the spring of life. In your light, we see light." As we light candles, though their lights feel small, the light is still there. When we feel as if our light is dimmed, we can rely on the holy light to continue to shine until we ourselves shine bright once more. We are not alone. We are about to join together in a litany for losses. The way this is going to work is we're going to share several different losses that many of us might feel. Then we're going to take a moment of silence as each of the four outer candles in the Advent wreath are lit. And then we'll be singing a verse of O Come, Emmanuel, and then moving on to the next part of the litany. So let's begin together. We mourn this night the loss of life. Some of us have lost loved ones, friends, or coworkers, and we know that there has been loss of life all over this globe. I invite you to repeat after me. We mourn this loss of life. We honor and remember these beloveds. We pray for comfort and peace. Amen. We mourn this night the loss of livelihoods. Some of us have lost jobs or dreams and passions for the work we do have died this year. Many more whose names we do not know are not sure how they will sustain their families or themselves. Others experience homelessness, food insecurity, or poverty in a society where some have far more resources than they need. I invite you to repeat after me. We mourn the loss of livelihood.
We mourn the loss of livelihood.
We honor and remember the dreams now deferred.
We honor and remember the dreams now deferred.
We pray for sustenance and resilience. Amen. We mourn this night the loss of love. Some of us are encountering a loss of relationship in this moment. We mourn the loss of imagined futures together. We also mourn that it has become more and more difficult to love others who are different from us. Still others lament tenuous relationships with family members and friends, which make holiday gatherings difficult or even impossible. I invite you to repeat after me. We mourn a loss of love.
We mourn the loss of love.
We honor and remember the good moments and seek healing for the pain.
We honor and remember the good moments and seek healing for the pain.
We pray for compassion and change in our divided communities. Amen. We mourn this night the loss of liveliness. For so many, the last few years have sapped us of our energy, our enthusiasm, and our sense of well-being. We mourn the loss of all who are living with anxiety and depression, who are finding it difficult to live each day with fullness or find hope for tomorrow. We mourn the loss of all who live with various disabilities, who are finding it difficult to navigate systems that were built to be inaccessible, and whose health and safety are especially precarious this time of year. I invite you to repeat after me. We mourn this loss of liveliness. We honor and remember that each person is precious and whole.
We honor and remember that each person is precious and whole.
We pray for recovery and renewed vigor.
We pray for recovery and renewed vigor.
Amen. In all of these intercessions, O God, we name people and situations that we trust are close to your heart. We also pray that you will receive those thoughts we have kept silent in this space. We know that you are present in our heartache and in our silent tears. We are comforted by your love, which embraces us all. Be with us in our waiting for the hope which comes in Jesus Christ. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, who is so near to the brokenhearted that he lived, worked, and died for them, that they may have life. We now pray as he taught us, using any translation that connects us most deeply to the spirit of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. take a moment of silence together. Next, we'll sing hymn number 191, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Each of us comes bearing our own hurts, sorrows, and broken places. I invite each of you to offer your personal sorrows to the God who loves each of us deeply and wants to carry our pain. God waits patiently, gently calling out, "Give me your pain, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will refresh you." As you came in, you received a blue paper bag with a votive candle filled with sand. And if you haven't received one, they are in the back on a cart. As you feel led, please reach inside the bag and light the votive candle and notice how the light shines through the bag. As you notice the small light of its glow, I invite you to take some time in prayer and reflection. You might use this time to consider how God's presence has provided a light to your spirit when you most needed it this year. You might pray to be a light to others in their suffering or sadness. Also, if this kind of ritual isn't your thing, you might simply reflect on the gentle beauty of the music and how it can restore your weary soul. And after the service, you may take your candle home with you to accompany you during this season. Let's take a moment together. These lights are only symbols, but as they glow and finally go out, we remember that suffering passes, though memory remains forever. Before we leave, we will be watching a media presentation based on Christmas cards by Tennille Towns.
Best friends forever, don't ever change. Chiseled in purple ink on a bulldog yearbook page. We had more hairspray than we had bangs, but hairdos, love and friendship always find a way to age. Seasons come and seasons go, summer centers in the snow. Someone you loved along the way becomes someone you used to know. Now we post my pretty paper, our best cursive from the heart. It's kind of funny how forever turns into Christmas cards. Yeah, yeah. One can of Krylon, two shaky hands, our favorite sonnet underneath the football stands. Third year of college, first year love. So many firsts, I thought the first was all there was. Seasons come and seasons go, summer centers. Summer sand turns into snow. Someone you loved along the way becomes someone you used to know. Now we post my pretty paper, our best cursive from the heart. It's kind of funny how forever turns into Christmas cards. Yeah, Christmas cards.
Thank you for pausing this evening to remember, to acknowledge, to mourn. All of it is holy. All of it is part of the season when we pray for hope, peace, joy, and love. May you know that you are not alone. If you or someone you know needs support, we want to encourage connection and conversation, and it really does help. If you need suggestions of ways to get support for yourself or others, you can find that by contacting organizations such as Reach Waupun, Church Health Services, Kairos Constructive Counseling, and the Waupun Food Pantry. I will also be available to you for pastoral care after the service. So stay as long as you like, and then when you're ready, go into the night, knowing that the growing light of tomorrow will be with you throughout this season and into the new year of continuing transition. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. Amen.